Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's Dvar Halacha on Daf Memtes will be stylistically different than most of the Divrei Halacha, usually, particularly in the last few Dapim, when there were basic Halachas and basic Hashlachas that needed to be addressed in the Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Brura. We focused on that and gave practical examples, for example, of Hilchos Zimun. Today, most of the halachos in the sugya are borne out and straightforward from the Gemara. So what we will do is take two shailas from the always interesting sefer Chashuke Chemed of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and discuss his conclusions. Our Gemara had mentioned that the halacha of Ritzei is different than the halacha of Yalav V'Yavo Barish Chodesh, that if one misses Ritzei, one needs to repeat Shmona Esrei. What about the following instance? Does a person need to say Ritzei, and if he forgot to say Ritzei, should he repeat Shmona Esrei, or he did not say Ritzei, should he repeat Birchas Hamazon? It's common in the Eisenstein house, as in many homes, as we sing in Ko'ech Seif, Hatzel me'yacharei lifro o'ishmin ha-shavabos, to do our best to hold on to Kedushas Shabbos. And for that reason, there are times that Shal Shudas goes on very late into the night. What happens if someone needs to do malacha or decided to do malacha? Parents in such an instance should not force children to keep the same hours and the same standards that they do if it is lifnim shuras hadin. And let's give an example. Nothing happened in our home, but let's give an example. Let's say a child decided that he wanted to do malacha earlier. Shabbos was over according to the majority of opinions. And then in such a case, the child said, Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, for example, to turn on a light. That might happen in Europe. This was pretty common, particularly where there wasn't electricity. So what is the halacha? If one of the children decided that they wanted to turn on the lights, they wanted to do some type of malacha, and they said, Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. They then realized they still hadn't benched, they hadn't said Ritzei. This question, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asks, he says it was a machlokist amongst people, whether in benching that individual who'd said Baruch Hamavdil should say Ritzei or not. Rav Zilberstein concludes that he thinks that one should not say a ritzei if one has already said Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, and he brings a proof. Unfortunately, the Mar Mekomos and the Sefer seem to be off. I'd be indebted to someone. I looked around quickly looking for it. I did not see it. He brings a raya from the Mishneh Brura. He quotes it from Reish Samach Gimel Sich Zayin. It's not there. As well as he says the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. I don't believe that's there either. But he quotes the Magen Avraham as saying, and the Mishneh Brura corroborating, that they have a suffix that whether one should say Ritzei after you've said Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. The suffix is based on the following. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tav Tzadi Aleph in Hilchos Pesach says that if nightfall has come and gone, Amatzai Pesach, and a person has not yet Davin Ma'ariv, but their Seuda has gone deep into the night, what's the halacha about him eating on a Seuda that started on Pesach, already after nightfall, Amatzai Pesach, eating Chametz? So the Mishneh Brura there comments that Omnam im adayin lo birech birchas hamazon bevadei ein lo lechol chametz sherei yitzterech lomar yala v'yavov im ken yitarti disasri. You can't say yala v'yavov on a meal and say biyom chag hamatzos hazeh on a meal that you ate chametz. So what do we see from here? We see that when it comes to benching on a seuda meal, you cannot proclaim that meal as being a holiday meal and a holiday benching if you did something to contradict the essence of that meal. Similarly, if someone, Rav Zilberstein argues, if someone lights a candle, so then in such a case, he can no longer say Ritzei. Just like you won't be able to if he ate challah on the night of Matzah Pesach, so too if he lit a candle. So in this case, not only the fellow say Baruch HaMavdu, which is reported as a suffix of the Mishnah Brura, but rather he lit a candle, that's a stira to the day. The only question one could ask on Rav Zilberstein's Raya is this Tarte Desasri of the Mishnah Brura and Simon Tov Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, the same Tarte Desasri as the fellow who lit the candle. In the case of where you're saying Yalav Yavo, you're saying Yalav Yavo on a meal where you had eaten challah, you can't call it a Chag HaMatzos. However, in the meal that was eaten, at least the entire meal was a Seuda Shlishis meal. The fact that the Gavro was Noheg Matzoi Shabbos, is that also a Tarte Desasri for Havdalah, for benching on Matzoi Shabbos, where the Seuda started on Shabbos. Presumably the Raya is a good Raya, and this would come out as our Halachos. Number one, that according to the way the Poskim are quoted, if a person said Baruch HaMavdu Men Kodesh L'chol, then it's a suffix whether you should say Ritzei, Halacha L'maisa, one would not. This happens. So too, in Simen Kuf Peches, Sifkat Lame Beis, the Mishnah Brura spells out that if you daven Mayriv before Birchas HaMazon, you cannot say Ritzei. Number three is if you lit a candle, then it's not only a suffix, one certainly, according to Rav Zilberstein, one certainly cannot say Ritzei in such a case, just like you can't say Yalav Yavo on Matzoi Pesach on a meal that had started on Pesach if you ate chametz. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Tesa Mebeis records a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili in regards to the formulation of Birchas HaMazon by the Zimun, whether it changes based on the amount of people. That according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, with 10 he says Nevarech Elokeinu, with 100 he says Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi Aglili because he says, we know that the halacha is in shul that we don't differentiate between 10 and 100. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein raises an interesting shaila. He says, Tosos, in Dibur HaMaskel, Amar Rabbi Akiva points out that the reason why Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not differentiate between 10 and 100 when it comes to a shul, how is he going to respond to the argument of Rabbi Akiva that we see that in shul we don't make a difference between 10 and 100? He says, because lo chilku bein asar lemeil tefila de'elu nechrasen ve'elu yotzim. People are going in and out in tefila, and it'll be hard to register whether there's a 10 or 100. If that's so, asks Rav Zilberstein, and he leaves this as a tzarech iyun, is there an advantage aside from Barov HaMahadras Melech in davening in a shul with 100 people? For example, if one shul has 99 people, another 100, is it a maila? And Rav Zilberstein leaves it off as a shaila. To me, the shaila does not make sense according to the halacha, according to the way we paskin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Tosis Suf said that we don't differentiate between tefillah and Berchas HaMazon, because you might not be able to notice who is going in and who is going out. You might not know for sure as 100, was only discussing according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rav Zilberstein says, maybe that's also the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It does not seem to me, based on what my Rabbeim taught me, that that at all is Rabbi Akiva's position. Rabbi Akiva's position is not only based on a technicality, but is a fundamental machlokas. This was explained by Rav Soloveitchik and recorded by Rabbi Ganak in Simen Zayin in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim. A beautiful approach over there, which maybe we'll discuss as well tomorrow in the halacha section or in the daf, where the Rav understood that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is whether we look at the halacha of Zimun as a function of the din of Tzibur Yisrael, that when one has a minyan, which we learn out, Eda, the Gemara Megillah tells us as well as in the beginning of our Meseches, that the din of a tzibur of Klal Yisrael is considered 10, and the tzibur represents all of Klal Yisrael, and there's no difference between whether one has 10 or whether one has 15 or 20 or 99. Or do we say that numbers are significant based on the pasuk b'makke los baruch elokim Hashem imkor Yisrael, that the source of having people around is based on the hagdara not of tzibur but of makela, the amount of people around? If that would be so, then there'd be a difference between 100 and 1,000, between 10 and 100, as the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Tosas holds that Rabbi Yossi Haglili doesn't even accept the din of tzibur of 10 when it comes to tefillah, and therefore Tosas writes that the only reason, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you don't make a difference when it comes to tefillah is because it's hard to calculate. But clearly, the way my Rabbeim taught me, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this whole approach of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Im keinim advarim, Rav Zilberstein's Shaila does not start. The only reason why their significance in a larger tzibur is based on Berov Am Hadras Melech, but the numbers of 10 versus 100, 100 versus the 1,000, is only within the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and both in regards to Zimun, as well as B'kal V'chomer when it comes to Tefillah, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and outside of the Cheshvan of Berov Am Hadras Melech, we would not have to calculate how many people are there. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha sections from Daf Mem Tes. Be'ezer Hashem, also the depth of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva and its scope in Hilchos Berchas HaZimun, we will continue with on Daf Nun and elaborate as well as discussed in Rabbi Ganak's Sefer Gan Shoshana.